Before we go further, gracious, the idea of creation is a was viewed by Chazal, by Rishonim, throughout, but not just an interesting fact. It was viewed as Yisodei Yisodos. We learned Chol in this year. We learned the Halacha Machal Shabbos Fahetzi Harikat and Chol Dvarav. And the Rav Ruben Mefarshim say, because what is our Eidos on Bria Shemayim Varetz is the Shabbos. And someone who's Machal Shabbos denies is by his actions denying the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Borei Shemayim Varetz. In the times of Rishonim, when especially Rishonim and Sfarad, they were living in a world where it was heavily dominated by Greek thought. And in Greek thought, it was an idea of kadmos. Basically, Aristotle's idea, the way the world is today, is the way it always was. It's just a sort of a perpetual motion machine that keeps going, 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 going. And the way it is today is the way it was 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 1,000,000 years ago. The way it's going to be 100 years from today, 1,000 years from today, 1,000,000 years from today. Just one ongoing pressure. And Kol Rishon in Pe'achot fought this as an absolute stira to what Torah is about. And it's not only for historical machlokas, what once was. It changes our whole attitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our place in the world, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's so essential. Now, 50 years ago, when the world woke up to the whole idea of the Big Bang, which won't be around. I don't believe it'll be around another 50 years, but anyway, that's what it is today. Some people say, oh, that's the same as Bria Shemayim Varetz. Yes, it's very, very different. I'll explain why it's different. But first, you have to understand what it is that's so important in Bria. What's important in Bria is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, Yesh Me'ayim. But Yesh Me'ayim means nothingness. Before, there was absolute nothingness. And absolute nothingness is exactly that, absolute nothingness. So whatever exists in the world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he created it all. Number one, he controls it all. And what do we say every day in our davening? He's mechadish betuvo b'chol yom tomid maaseh v'reishis. It's not that he brought the world into existence and it just keeps going on its own. He's an ongoing act of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. Then there's the concept, as the Rambam points out, the end of Parshas Bo. It's a very important in Ramban, but not that others disagree with it. Ramban just formulated it. We say What were the Aseret HaDibros? Anoch Hashem Elokech Hashem Tzatzicha Meretz Mitzrayim. So as we read, our Levi asks, why doesn't say Shabar Shemayim Varetz? Why is it Davka Hashem Tzatzicha Meretz Mitzrayim? So the Ramban says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world in a variety of ways. He could have created the world in a way that he created. That you go to an automobile plant where they create automobiles. Mm-hmm. The automobiles created had nothing, is made, has nothing to do anymore with the person who made the automobile. That's history. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us in Yetzias Mitzrayim that he absolutely controls nature completely. Completely. Absolute total control of nature. And he can do it in a way that he willfully does it when he wants, how he does it. Now that's possible because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did create Shemayim Varetz, and that he can, and he showed us that he continues to run it in a hands-on way, as Ramban says, HaChefetz, willfully. He's not limited by anything. He's not even limited by the system that he created. An automobile manufacturing plant, they can make an automobile that's automatic gear or not an automatic gear. But once they created it, they're limited. That automobile is going to go the way it was made. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited by anything. And when we say, and the fact that, and the idea we have of Hashgacha Pratis is what that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world hands on with a specific way of dealing, kavana of dealing with each yochid and yochid. That's possible only because of Bria Shemayim Varetz. And that is why Bria Shemayim Varetz is such an essential part of Yiddishkeit, because it gives the basis for our whole relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he judges the world, that he runs the world, and that we have to be responsive to him, that he cares about us. All of that's possible only because of Bria Shemayim Varetz. Would the world be either the way Aristotle viewed it, that the way it is, the way it always was, and the way it would always be, just one continual, right? So there's no room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to involve himself in our lives. And what's the what? There is, would it be the way science likes to view it? If the world today is determined by absolute law, everything is predictable, would we know all the facts we could predict it? Would it be that way? So, there's no schar mitzvahs b'olam hazeh. There is no hashgacha pratis. It's a famous letter a little girl once wrote to Albert Einstein in the 50s when he was the number one scientific mind. And it was, do scientists pray? Mr. Einstein, we've been talking about this, so I'm writing you a letter. Do scientists pray? He wrote it back a letter and said, from a scientific point of view, there's no point for prayer because everything is absolutely determined by scientific law and there's no way of interfering in that. Bria says no. But it's not Bria by itself that says no. Bria, as the Rambam points out, has to go hand in hand with Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us in Yetzias Mitzrayim that he's running things hands on. He has the capacity to run it hands on, He has a desire to learn it hands-on, and that's exactly what he does. And that is the reason that Bria is such a central idea. And it's Bria Yesh Mayayin. The problem with Big Bang is as follows. Everything was concentrated in one point, in one something, and then it all exploded out. But everything was there. It didn't come from zero. There was something there to explode. If there was nothing at all, there was nothing to explode. And it all exploded. And that is the... and that's where Big Bang is still a steer to creation Yesh Mayayim. And creation Yesh Mayayim said it all began coming from absolute nothingness. And that's why Bria is so important. Then the stories that we have. Now, story of Gan Eden. Why is that important? Story of Bria's Adam and Rishon. Why is that important? Before we get into the details, the thing is, there's a human being. We're a very interesting species on this planet. And Kodesh Baruch Hu created us with a certain goal, with a certain purpose. And that's the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't stop, press a button, bang, and let it all happen by itself. Hu oscho v'yichoneneko. In Hazino, who avicha kanecha, oscho v'yichoneneko. He created us. And Medri and Sifri says in Vechonenekah, and every aspect of the human being was made to be the perfect way the human being could fulfill his tafkid. For instance, the Rambam has a whole essay that there's a difference between human hair on your head, on your beard, your eyebrows, and your eyelashes. Your human hair on your head keeps growing and growing. You don't take a haircut, it keeps growing and growing and growing and growing. Same thing on your face. It gets a little too heavy, so then it falls out. That's the difference between people with long beards and short beards, how strong the hair follicles are. But the nature of hair is it keeps growing and growing. If your eyelashes keep growing and growing, you won't be able to see. You have to keep cutting your eyelashes off. As Rambam says, Kodesh Baruch Hu creating the human being created a different type of hair for his head, different type of hair for his face, different type of hair for his eyebrows, different type of hair for his eyelashes, each to satisfy a different function. The reason you have eyebrows is so your sweat doesn't go down into your eyes and protects anything from going there. The reason you have eyelashes is so things blow in from the outside. You blink to protect your eyes. The eyes are very delicate. And Akash Baruch Hu created different types of hair for different purposes. It's a totally planned out situation down to the final detail. That's number one of Bria. But Akash Baruch Hu also created a human being with a neshama, with a personality. And he shaped that in a certain fashion. And we are the way we are, different, but alike. And it's a very, and that fact, how and what he created us and why he created us that way, that is all part, that comes out from the story of the Bria of Adam, the Bria of Chava, and the Chet of Adam Rishon. Supposed to give us an insight and an understanding of who it is as human, who we are as human beings, and what the Torah expects of us. For instance, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava, what does it say? Vayiven Hashem Elokim et Hatzela. He took the tzela. What is the tzela? What is the tzela? It's the side. It's properly, it's known. People assume it's a rib. It's part of the body that's either normally covered, that's under the skin. Why did he take the tzela? Why did he create Adam Rishon with 6 fingers and chop off the finger and take it from and make it from the finger? Why did he take the tzela? So it's a medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if I created from this, it'll have this midah. I have created from this, or have this midah. Created from this, I need it. So he took her from a place that's normally covered, that's tsunua, and gave her a tzivoy to be a tsunua. So what were Chazal trying to tell us here? The Bria wasn't stunned. Every aspect of Bria has a message to us how we're supposed to live our lives. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the Torah he took the tzela, it could have been that he put him asleep and he took her, it could have just said, and he took her from Adam HaRishon. Did not say where he took her from. The fact that the Torah identified where she came from means it's a message. It's a message, it's telling us how we're supposed to lead our lives. And it's a tzivoy to the woman to be a tzunua more than a man. Doesn't a man's chayav in tzunus. But every aspect of the Bria, Chazal looked at it and say, this is telling us how we're supposed to be leading our lives. There's a message here. So the process of Bria is a message. There are messages in everything. That's why the story of Bria Shemayim Varad, Bria's Adam, is so so important. What are the messages there? Now then, Adam HaRishon, the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. Now this world, and happened by accident. It was planned. And to the best of our knowledge, the concept of life, the concept of intelligent life, only exists here on planet Earth. Of course, if you view the world as one total accident, everything just happened by accident, then the question is, why the accident happened only once? It should have happened a lot of other times. So that's why they're always looking for life on other planets, and life in other galaxies, etc. But there should be loads of things all over the place. An accident happened here, an accident happened there. Why, it was a very unique accident. But whether or not there's life on other planets, there's no way that we... No, Torah doesn't indicate it. But there's no necessity, as is for other people, to think that there is. But he created life. The question, the Rambam writes a very interesting point. Rambam writes, when we ask about the Bria, it doesn't make sense to ask the why question. It's the how and what question. What does that mean? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the sun? Yeah, so you say, because we need light and we need heat. Why do we need light and heat? Well, we need light and heat because in order to live. So why did he make life in a way that you need warmth in order to live? He made life differently. The why question can keep going and never end. The question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. We have to understand in the world that he created that he didn't create anything stop. Everything's here for a purpose, and how does it function? So how is the functioning of the sun? The sun functions in a way to give light and heat that enables me to see that the way he created life, we need heat, etc. We see how it all functions together. And everything is there and has its functional goal. What is the purpose of the sun? In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's total picture, it is sun and light and heat. There may be other things, other types of radiation. But there, all sorts of things come from the sun that function in a certain way. Then he created a human being. What is the function of a human being in this world? So for success. He took Adam Arishin. He says, created him, Adam Arishin, his nefesh chaya. He's an intelligent, speaking human being. Okay, side point. He made a Gan Eden. And in Gan Eden was everything. Then, Gan Eden had a specific location. It's a real place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this human being, put him in Gan Eden. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an entire world, entire planet Earth, with everything that planet Earth has, and we made one special place called Gan Eden, and it put a human being in there. That is his ideal home. And that's his ideal home. And what's he supposed to do there? Play cards all day. What's he supposed to do there? I mean, play computer games. I mean, what's his? He put him there to do what? For success. Well, avdo l'shomro. Now that is a very difficult pasuk. What does that mean? Avdo l'shamra. Take your targum yonatan. The mehevi plachba oraisa. To work in the Torah. The minta kudach. To keep the mitzvahs. Targum yushami. The mehevi plachba. Same thing. Take a look in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. So of the Zavodas HaKavanas, it's to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to keep the Torah. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an entire planet Earth, created this human being, an intelligent, talking, communicating human being, put him in the place that he made specially for him, and said the purpose of your life is to serve the Torah and keep the Torah, and that is, and everything else is going to revolve around that. So here we have an unbelievable vision. So here's the story of the Bria. We have a vision. What's the purpose of human life? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me? And how am I supposed to fit within the total context of his Bria? Ram says, we see, how does the sun fit in? The sun gives heat, it gives light, it gives other types of radiation. Okay. We have the moon. It says, how does the moon function? It's for at night, it gives light at night. How does this function? Everything functions its own way. And what is the function of the human being in this world? Serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Bria. And he told him. if you understand that that's your function, then this is your place. What's special about Gan Eden? It has all. What is it? Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim Gan BeEden Mikedem. He made Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan. Vayosim Hashem. He put him. And what did he put? He made grow. Kol Eitz Nechmo. Every wonderful thing that could be in this world is there. Gave him this whole world. All located there, and that still exists. The Rambam points out it's a place in planet Earth that still exists today. We don't know where it is. Google Maps hasn't found it yet. Okay. But in describing the story, we have a very clear picture of what the function of the human being is in terms of the entire Bria. And we'll tie this in with a whole bunch of other things, Mitzvah Shem, Bli Neder, next week.